Wir sind zurück beim Äther Lindenau. Mit mir am Tisch sitzen jetzt Ryan und Matthias von Parks Tales.
Hallo.
Hi.
Hallo.
Well, what the fuck is Parks Tales?
Well, it's original fairy tales that I write myself. And me and Matthias together record them and add music and sound effects and field recordings and really bring it to life as like a audio experience.
And I heard you were doing it live too last night. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. We were in Erfurt last night. They turned this old train station into a really cool venue. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's called Frau Kutte, I think, right? Is that right, Matthias?
Frau Kutte.
Yeah, and yeah, it was a full house. We had a really good reception there. They loved us, and yeah. The band went up there and said that they really never felt more relaxed before a gig before than after listening to those stories. Nice. So it was nice. They're called Tuggy. They're pretty good.
It's a Leipzig band too, I read.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. They're having like a Leipzig night in Erfurt.
Mm-hmm. Maybe to give our listeners an idea of what you're doing, you want to listen to the first thing you published so far?
Yeah, sure. This was actually recorded right here in Lindenau, so it's quite fitting.
Yeah. Quite fitting at all, yeah.
Schnuckleberry Brew. A Park's Tale. There once was a young lady who was possessed of a wildly enchanting beauty. Her name was Rhinus. Many men had eyes for her. However, she had eyes for only one. His name was Enon. They inevitably fell madly in love. But little did they know that Rhinus had also caught the eye of a great sorcerer. He was as horrible as he was powerful, and he lived in a tall spire not far from their village. His name was
Ascender.
When he heard of Rhinus and Enon's engagement, he became insanely jealous and furiously began to weave a terrible spell. The day of the wedding ceremony was a festive one indeed. All the village's people came to join in the celebration. When the time came for the happy couple to say their vows, everyone gathered to witness their union. Moxie, the old wise woman of the region, asked them,
"Will you take each other's hands and hearts for all of time?"
"I do," said Enon. Rhinus looked lovingly into his eyes and said,
"I..."
Flash!
Bam!
And a smoky mist interrupted the scene. From out of the cloud, the evil enchanter waved his hand toward Rhinus, casting his twisted magic upon her.
"Don't! Don't!"
she said.
"I love another."
Then she ran from Enon and vanished into the haze. He ran after her, but as the smoke cleared, she and the sorcerer were nowhere to be found. The audience was stunned into silence, and Enon collapsed in despair. Moxie came to him and said,
"Stand up if you want to fight for your love."
He stood, and she told him,
"The only way to break the wizard's hex is with an even more potent charm."
She proceeded to tell him,
"At the top of a wide mountain, there will be a grove. In this particular grove, there will be a special bush. You're to go there and, in the light of the rising sun, collect of the schnookleberry dew, which accumulates on the fruit of the plant.
Enan set off at once. He ventured deep into a strange and beautiful mountain range. Eventually, on the banks of a river, he spotted an immense peak. He followed the stream all the way up the gigantic crag until he came to a clearing on a bluff. In the clearing was a pool of the freshest, purest, cleanest, clearest water he had ever seen. He drank deep from the pool and was refreshed. Then laid back and watched the stars until he drifted off to sleep. That night, he dreamed of Rhinus, his lady love. She was bathing in the pool and singing merrily to herself.
La 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 la.
He called out to her, Rhinus. And right when she looked to meet his gaze, a vile fog swept over her, filling the entire glade in an instant. Enan jerked awake in time to see the first rays of light from the rising sun. When they touched the schnookleberries, he saved some of the dew with his flask. Then ran as fast as his feet could carry him back down the mountain to trek the long leagues and return to the old wise woman. When at last he arrived, Moxie helped him to brew up a potion with his prize, and she told him what he must do. Enan was ready and went to
the Thunderous Tower
to confront him. The warlock came forth to gloat and told Enan,
Rhinus belongs to me now.
Enan said, let her tell me to my face with her own tongue. If she professes her love for you, then I shall leave and never bother you again. But if she doesn't, then you must let her go in peace and stay out of our lives forevermore. Asunder was so confident that his curse was shatterproof that he agreed to the terms and summoned Rhinus before them.
Very well. Come to me, my pet.
Enan's heart lurched. There she was, in all her elegance. But she would not look at him. Her eyes locked only upon the sorcerer. He bid her,
tell us whom you love.
She opened her mouth to speak. Enan pulled the flask from his pocket and drank the concoction within. Sunder looked confused as Enan lifted his hand to his lips and blew a kiss to his lady love. A brightly glowing smooch floated out towards Rhinus. The wizard let loose a barrage of fireballs, lightning bolts, and magic arrows to intercept it. He threw everything he had at it, but nothing could stop the true love's kiss.
I love,
said Rhinus, just as it pecked her on the lips.
Enan!
She cried out as tears of joy burst from her eyes, and she rushed to embrace her dearest once again. Asunder was enraged. But a deal's a deal, and they were free to go. From that moment forth, the two were never separated, and they lived a long and happy life together. The end.
Well, sounds like a happy ending there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious. Are all your fairy tales with a happy ending, or is this some...
Yeah, generally. Yeah, I originally wrote them to be for kids, mm-hmm. you know, like kids' stories, and I'm having them illustrated, and I want to do like a book of fairy tales for kids.
That's pretty cool.
Original illustrations. But
who's doing the artwork?
I've actually an ensemble of different artists working on them. And yeah, I'm actually going to release a video with some of the artwork for Schnuckleberry Brew mm-hmm. here soon. I'm working on that now. The artwork's already finished. We're just splicing the video. And yeah.
So you guys were playing the show in Erfurt last night. Well, somewhat might wonder, what does it look like when a fairy tales duo goes on tour playing live performances? How did you do it?
Well, Matthias was using the MIDI keys and playing like all the music, all original music with the original instruments that he programmed himself, and it sounded really, really great. We really went along with it, but it was at a much lower volume than my speaking. We also had some effects going through the microphone that which I could control mm-hmm. with a launch pad that I had in my lap. I also could do the sound effects and different field recordings and things mm-hmm. like this, and by hitting different buttons on the keypad. So I was helping control the some of the sounds you hear, also not just with the reading. I also did a lot of hand gestures, mm-hmm. which the people really responded well to. They appreciated that. And the stage lighting there was really great, and they had like a lot of smoke, and it was very mystical, and
nice, yeah.
It was really like the perfect the setting for it.
It's been your first performance as a duo, wasn't it?
Yes, it was actually. So it was our kind of our trial run, and we feel really good about it actually. We also recorded all of it. And we filmed it from two different cameras, the whole thing. So we're going to splice together a video, a live performance
nice.
Video of that as well. So that'll be coming soon.
And I assume you did not only read this one story. So there's more stories?
Yeah, actually we didn't read Schnuckleberry Brew. That's not the one that
oh,
we did. Yeah. We actually did three other stories. And I have notebooks full of them. I've been writing them for several years now. And yeah, I got quite a few. And we actually did three that we haven't even started recording yet, like the way we have with Schnuckleberry Brew. So it was something totally new for us and special for that night. And yeah, you could really, the people really responded well. They could really feel that it was something special. Like, how often do you have, you know, fairy tales read to you as an
mm-hmm.
adult?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's really a... really nice. And yeah, I think there's a lot of people out there who want to have something to listen to as they go to bed
mm-hmm.
or maybe to play for their children as their children go to sleep or something like this. And it's really like the perfect bedtime story.
Do you want to give our listeners an idea of what the other stories are about? What's been the three stories you've been reading last night?
Well, the first one I read was called Inside Out, and it's about a monk who is sitting in a temple meditating, and he kind of transcends, you know, kind of becomes very enlightened and gains these extra-dimensional senses to perceive people through like their aura, you know, than as just how they look mm. on the outside.
No spoilers though, right?
No, it's pretty nice. And that one's cool. Then the second one I did was called Being, and it starts off with a very exciting sound effects in the beginning, and takes you on a real journey. And then the last one I did is called Symbios. Yeah, it's really spacey. Yeah, just leave it at that.
Is there a whale?
There is.
Wow.
There's a whale.
Tell me more.
There's a whale that actually doesn't live in the ocean. He flies through space.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like a flying whale in space?
Yeah, first name Seeb, last named Eond.
Oh.
Seeb Eond.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to play little word games with the names of my characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Schnuckleberry Brew, for example, asunder is a word which means separation.
Mm-hmm.
And he separated the lovers. Also, Moxie, the old wise woman, that's also a word in English which means persistence, never giving up, to continue to fight for what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very symbolic of, you know, what she got the main character to do there as well.
Looking into the future, how's your new recordings coming along? How's the story writing coming along?
Recording we're doing is a story called Little Timmy Little, and about a little boy who likes to play in the forest behind his house and befriend the animals and build forts and things like this. And he has quite an adventure. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty long. It's one of my longer stories. It's over 20 minutes long, maybe a little bit longer by the time we're finished, working on the original music. And we also record all of the sounds that you hear ourselves. Like, if you hear leaves rustling, we went and recorded leaves rustling, you know. If you hear birds chirping, you know, Matthias went hiking through New Zealand recording birds. And, he brought those recordings back to use.
So some teamwork going on there, which leads me to my next question. You starting writing the stories yourself.
Yeah.
How did you happen to run into Matthias?
Oh, I just happened to run into Matthias at this really awesome Keine Fische, aber Gretten party.
Oh, Keine Fische, aber Gretten.
Yeah, one of the crew members, Dirksen, had a party called Purple Silence. And it was really great. They had interesting like theater work there. And as well as a few bands, and it was just a really, really great party. And I was sitting out by the fire, and Matthias just came up, and we struck up a conversation. He told me he was an audio engineer, and I told him I'm a musician and a writer, and I'm working on some projects and would love to collaborate. And we basically just hit it off. We've been, some of the best friends ever since. Yeah.
So basically, we can say attending kind of Fischer Kreten events leads to good things.
Apparently so. I'm thankful.
Okay. Well, how about next performances? Is there anything on the schedule so far?
Right now we're
more on studio work, or
that's exactly right. That's what we're doing now. That we're really happy with the success of our live performance last night, but now we really need to buckle down and get the finish up the next recording, the Little Timmy Little story, and I think everyone's really gonna like it. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Good keyword. Do you guys have a wish, like a music request? You want to listen to a final song?
I tell you, I really like Can't Stop Me Now by Queen.
All right.
I think it's one of the happiest songs you can listen to, actually. You can't help but smile and feel happy and free when you hear that song, you know?
I can go along with that, yeah. So, thanks, Matthias. Thanks, Ryan, for being here. Thanks for coming, for giving our listeners an idea of what Pox Tales is. Everybody out there, you can reach Pox Tales in the internet. On SoundCloud/Pox Tales on Facebook, I think, too, right?
That's right.
Thanks for coming.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Ich werde in der Plattenkiste stöbern, um den Musikwunsch auch erfüllen zu können. Das dauert wie gewohnt ein wenig länger. Es ist aber auch Sonntag. Wir sind auf unserem dritten Sendetag mittlerweile, meine Damen und Herren. Ryan, Matthias, thanks for coming again.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.